Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I sure hope everyone's doing well this morning. I'm out here on the porch of my cabin listening to Western Swing and other things, sipping some coffee like I do every week about this time. No better way to start the weekend than listening to good music. And now we get to talk about the outdoors for a few minutes while the folks there get their guitars all tuned up and get ready to get back with us there on Western Swing and other things in a few minutes. How many of you come down to Texas and fish Lake Texoma for stripers? I'm going to bet a bunch of you do. Texoma is, in my opinion, the king of striper lakes, fishing lakes. You know, stripers are a saltwater transplant. Along the East Coast, they run up the rivers. They have, I guess, for eons. But years back, Lake Texoma got stocked with stripers. And they took the salinity in that Red and Washita rivers that feed Lake Texoma. The salt content was just right to keep those eggs buoyant during the spring spawn. And Texoma has a natural spawn, and it's loaded with gazillions of stripers. What many of you do, I know a lot of you fish it in the summertime, but a lot of you also plan winter trips down at Lake Texoma. Bill Carey with Striper Express has been a buddy of mine for years. Striper Express there has been in business, I think, 25 years. One of the oldest and continuously running guide services, probably the oldest on the lake. But I check with Bill quite a bit, and he's on my commercial radio shows giving tips and everything quite frequently. Right now is a great time to go striper fishing. Now, when we're talking about coming to Texas, or if you live in Texas, traveling to Lake Texoma to go striper fishing, weather is obviously a key factor that you've got to think about. When we're talking winter fishing, we're not talking about getting out there during a gale or a period of, you know, really tough weather. Watch the weather, you know. I mean, watch it 2 or 3 days ahead. Plan a trip on a day when it's going to be nice. And there's plenty of wintertime days on you know, in North Texas that's just perfect weather for fishing. These stripers, there are lots of gulls, seagulls on the lake right now. And these gulls, as Bill Carey will tell you, are the best fish finders that you can get. These big old schools of stripers start pushing shad out in the open lake, up open water, and they push them to the surface. And the gulls have an uncanny ability of finding these feeding fish, because they know when they get to strike the shad up close to the surface, they're targets for them. They got to catch their dinner. You know, a lot of people fish live bait. You don't really have to, and I actually like the challenge of hooking a fish on an artificial bait, and that's what Bill and his team use, is artificials. Right now, jigs, sassy shad is an old term. They still make them, but a soft plastic shad body on a jig head is absolutely lethal. It's probably the go-to bait up at Lake Texoma right now. Slabs are always good. You know, a lead spoon is always a good way to trick stripers, but it's very hard to beat that old swimming motion of a sassy shad or a soft shad body, you know, on a jig head. So if you're planning a trip to Texoma, which, like I say, I know many of you do in the wintertime, watch that weather and dress for it. You know, in the morning, chances are real good. They don't get out at daylight. They wait till, you know, wait till things warm up just a little bit before they head out in the morning on the morning trips. But wait till it's the weather's good, dressed. You'll probably want to shed some clothes if you pick a good day to go. It'll be cool when you're out there on that boat ride to where the stripers are. But on the way back, when you get back to the dock, you know, you can dress in layers and be comfortable. I like to carry a thermos of hot chocolate or coffee with me when I'm out there. Folks, we are just about out of time. I would like to remind you folks before we close out today that you can always contact me through the radio website, which is catfishradio.org. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.